stop. Let me think. On 30th also, when Dr. Grant came, I was just begging of him. I said, please suggest something for all these spasms, the continuous muscle spasms that Baba is getting. Should we get an oxygen cylinder? Will Baba get a respiratory failure? I was so worried about everything. I just didn't know what was happening. And even on 30th, when Grant came, Baba did not get a spasm. So I was asking him, shall I give him, you know, there's a, what is it, paraldehyde, a drug called paraldehyde, which you give in, if you give an injection, the muscles relax, you know. And I said, shall I give him that injection? He suggested a certain pill, you know, because I was so, I kept on asking him, what shall I give, what shall I give, besides the other things that I was giving. I said, yes, you may give. So, you see, then I thought perhaps it's not right, well, should I give it or not? I didn't know what to do, because he wasn't ready. And like that, you see, I feel that Baba did not want to take that treatment. See, so that the muscle should be relaxed. That's all. Of this serious illness, see, Baba would have the mandali around him. And although Baba, each spasm would give such horrible, excruciating pain to Baba, but immediately the spasm was over, Baba would smile and start gesturing to the mandali or to us when if he was with the women mandali. You know, he'd make us forget the serious side of his illness, and he'd make the whole incident very light. We never realized that he would drop his body. We always had at the back of our mind was that darshan. We thought that Baba would recover from this as miraculously as he would do in the previous years. I think it was in January, and Sarosh's son-in-law, Dr. Hirji Edenwala, when he was told about Baba's condition, that was in sometime in January, beginning of January 4th or 5th. And when we said that Baba's blood urea content was very high and Baba was getting these spasms, he thought Baba was Baba must be not mentally also very alert, and Baba's breath must be smelling of urea, and Baba's perspiration must be smelling of urea. And when we told him, Erich and I and the others, when we told him, no, that Baba is absolutely alert, I mean his mind is very clear, and there's no smell of urea at all from his body or from his, he thought, he did not believe us, because he thought, you know, because we were so emotionally taken that we would not find anything wrong with Baba. We would just, so one evening he came, it came at about 7 o'clock. Baba's brother Adi was there then, and he wanted to see Baba, the doctor Aiden, and usually once Baba retires to his room, he never sees any visitor or any other person except the mandali, men mandali. So a message was sent to Baba that this doctor wanted to see Baba. And that is the first time that Baba permitted him to come and see him in his room, which is very rare. Baba never permits anybody to visit him. Baba was lying on his bed, so this doctor came, and Baba's brother Adi was there, and I was there, and Erich was there, and someone, I don't know, other mandali must also be there. And here this doctor, Edenwala, he sat down beside Baba's bed on a stool or a chair, and he started a very critical sort of examination of Baba. He went very close to Baba and tried to smell. And Baba at that time was quite alert, very mentally very sharp. Baba was talking to him in gestures, and whilst examining he found Baba absolutely normal. Even at that time Baba did not get any spasm. So Baba asked him to kiss him, told that doctor to kiss Baba on each cheek, and Baba embraced him. And he was so surprised. So when he came out, he told Erich that it was a miracle, I mean, as to why, because he says he could not find anything wrong with Baba. He thought Baba was absolutely all right, and there was nothing the matter with him, because he did not find any symptom.
In any ordinary normal person would have been in a coma
with this
with blood such high picture. Blood urea, any person would have been in a coma and mentally deranged, whereas Baba was quite normal.
So he knew that we were not really emotionally taken up, that we did not observe any detail of Baba's illness.
So it's very difficult to recall all the details, though we still remember it very vividly, and yet when we try to talk, it's very, very difficult to remember, especially during those last 2.5 months. Actually, Baba's health suddenly dropped on 18th of November, didn't it?
Sometime, yes.
I mean, it was a drop, it was a sudden change. On 18th or 19th of November, not the exact date, it must be either 18th or 19th. It was quite all right. And day to day, and the disinterest that he showed, it was, Baba was never like he was during those last 2 months. Complete disinterest in everything. Though of course there were moments when he tried his best to show interest. Even on the last day he was joking with Padri, but that was only, he was forcing himself so much. When everyone tried their level best to make him interested, to make him laugh, smile, but nothing could make him do that. I remember one incident that was on the New Year's Day. On every New Year's Day he would get up happy, we would wish him Happy New Year, every one of us, and he would crack jokes, or he would say, come on, play something. And he was so depressed, as if without life on that day. Mani even played Jim Reeves, and still, you see, any time Jim Reeves' record was played, Baba would always be smiling or happy. But even that didn't make him happy on that day. And suddenly, Mani remembered that they had a Qawwali tape, his favorite Qawwals. Jaipur Qawwals? Jaipur Qawwals. So there was a small tape. So Mani put that Jaipur Qawwal tape. And suddenly, a minute or two later, the picture is so vivid in front of me. Baba was sitting there, and there was a 7-colored shawl on his lap. So beautiful, he looked such a beauty. And after a minute or two, after that Qawwal tape was being played, I suddenly saw his toe just giving that beat of the music. The whole, the 2 feet were covered, but the toe came out, and the beat of that toe, and I was so fascinated. I felt so happy looking at that toe, giving that beat.
Rhythm.
That rhythm. And there was a smile, not smile, there was that happy happiness on his face, and he really enjoyed, but only for 20 minutes. That tape lasted only for 20 minutes. But he really came out of that depression. No sooner the tape was over, he was again in that mood of disinterestedness.
So
when Hirji came out of the room.
So when Hirji, that is Dr. Aidanwala, after seeing Baba, when he came out of Baba's room, and he told the Mandli that he was quite surprised to find that with such a blood report, having such high blood urea, he expected Baba to be in a comatose condition, or at least not in quite a mentally alert, and he was bound to have some smell of urea from his breath and from the perspiration, but he found there was no such symptom in Baba at all. Baba looked absolutely normal to him.
Mm-hmm.
And this Dr. Aidanwala, who respected Baba but did not accept him as God, when he came out of Baba's room, he knew that Baba was not an ordinary person, and Baba was somebody superior, or maybe he felt in his heart that Baba was really what he says.